that's your daddy when he's gone, when he's gone. Yeah, you're gonna miss your daddy when he's gone, when he's gone. Daddy's gone down that Gallatin road, the hen never laid and the corn never grew. You're gonna miss your daddy when he's gone. Oh, I'd rather have a dollar than a dime, than a dime. Yeah, I'd rather have a dollar than a dime, than a dime. Daddy's gone down that crossroad track, if he can't make a dollar then he ain't come back home. I'd rather have a dollar than a dime.
East Mississippi, West Alabama's News Talk 1010, MOX, 10,000 watts of AM power. Welcome back to the morning show. It's number two of four big hours. Bill Smith in along with...
Dumpster Dog and along with the one and only...
Paul Tarver.
Paul Tarver.
Is that for
me? I thought Paul was going to say it.
Well, I was going to let y'all say it.
Oh, okay.
The Paul Tarver.
The one, the only.
The one, the only.
The famous, legendary.
You know, Jackie Gleason used to be called the great one.
The great
one. It just pretty well
sums it all up.
Summed it all up. Well, I didn't say a side. I just said it sort of summed everything up. You can take it where you want to. Bill, we need to talk.
Yes, sir. Nice to have you back, by the way.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Sure. What's going on?
Father's Day is what's going on.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk about that, but before I talk about that, I got to tell you, we need to have a meeting with Eddie.
Okay.
Because we need to build another entrance into this place. Because I got caught by the train, and I'm standing out there beside this big old train stopped dead cold on the tracks at 7:01, trying to figure out how I was going to get from the train track across the pasture over here to the radio station.
Just take a running start.
It was a leap of faith. No. I got to tell you, there were a few heart-stopping moments as I'm trying to, you know, worm my way underneath. Anybody who knows me can actually put this in their mind and put this mental picture.
I can't believe it.
I'm trying to worm my way underneath a tanker car to get to the other side as quickly as possible. Now, see, that is the key
point.
Now,
kids that are out of school, listen up.
Yeah, quickly as possible because I was scared to death that that thing was fixing to start up.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I rolled out on the other side and... stood up and realized how far the station really is. You know, there's a little dirt road that takes you back here. I don't even think about it. It's about a, you know, 10-second drive back here to the station. It's not a big deal.
Good piece.
Well, listen, when you stand there with a train at your back looking toward the station, that's a long pasture.
You're like Little House on the Prairie.
Kind of. A lot like that. So, but anyway, the show must go on, and so, you know, I hoofed it down here, and hopefully, you know, maybe I can talk Ellie or somebody take me back in my truck.
We'll get you back in your truck.
You don't have any problem with anybody, like, you know, taking them off the highway or anything.
Well,
like
we hadn't lost too many.
Okay.
I left my car out there one time.
Depends on
the job. So, anyway, it's been an exciting morning. I am fully awake now. There's no question that I am ready for this thing.
I don't need coffee.
And by the way, and I will state this for the show at this point.
Yes.
What I did is actually, we are professionals. Do not try that at home.
Thank you. Thank you. That's for the kids.
It is Father's Day Sunday.
It is.
And I am going to probably cause a ruckus in just a minute, but I have a statement that, notwithstanding, needs to be said. I do not want to have, like, you know, hordes of people out there protesting when I get done with this statement. It's not really that controversial, but have you ever noticed how, when you compare Mother's Day and Father's Day, how the advertisers and everybody spends a lot more time letting you know that it's going to be Mother's Day?
Yeah, well, mothers are more important.
You know, the Bible says you're supposed to honor your mother and your father, mm-hmm. and I think sometimes, unintentionally, I think sometimes fathers get the short end of the honoring stick.
Sure they do.
Okay?
I do. Yeah.
Is that?
I just
don't want to upset anybody, but I feel that way sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Old Dad just doesn't get his due, does he?
Well, it's not that he doesn't do the job either, because I have some stuff we'll talk about later. I got some stats and some things like this. I think they're doing the job, but do you know that the day with the largest number of collect calls is Father's Day?
Really?
Seriously.
Collect calls. And the day with the largest number of long-distance calls is Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you spend the penny for Mother's Day, but for Dad.
Yeah, you spend the buck for Mom, but you won't spend it for Dad. You call him collect because you know he'll accept the charges.
Well, that's the way it's always been.
That's the way it's always been.
My point is, you know, Bill Cosby used to tell the story about how, you know, he had his son and he's going to teach his son how to play football. You know, he agreed that there was somewhat of a gap between honoring the mother and honoring the father. I said, you know, he has a son, you're going to teach him to play football, and you give him the ball, and you say, come at me, and the kid comes at you, and you knock him down, and you get him back up, and you say, okay, come at me again. He comes at you, and you say, okay, get back up and do it again. And you do this, and you do this, and finally you get him to the point where you say, okay, go attack that tree. And the kid's, you know, he attacks a tree and everything, and you teach him how to play peewee football, and you teach him the next level, and you send him on up to high school, and he's out there, and he's flying down the field, and he's making touchdowns and all this kind of stuff, and gets a scholarship and goes to the big school around here. That'd be Mississippi State, I suppose, and Alabama and all these other big schools, and he's got a scholarship, full ride scholarship, right? He gets out there, and on the first play of the game, catches a touchdown, runs 80 yards for a touchdown, crosses the finish line, the cameras are flashing and the TV cameras on him, and the camera swings around to him, and he looks up and says, hi, Mom.
Every time.
Never says hi, Dad.
So I'm, you know, but that's okay. Dads are okay with that. Dads, you know, spend a lot of time trying to melt into the background.
They got to suck it up.
Well, they do. But I felt like today.
But not you.
I felt like today. What do you mean, not me?
No, I mean you're going to do something about it.
I'm going to do something about it today. For the next 3 hours, we're going to talk about dads. And one of the things we're going to do is I'm going to give you some facts, some figures. I told Dumpster when I walked in here, once again, I've come overprepared. I got my stack of stuff here, and it's way more than what we got time for. But we'll try to hit some high points. I would love to open up the phones if anybody has a story about their dad that they would like to tell, either living or passed on, that because I want to take a few minutes, just a few minutes of your day, and let's honor our fathers.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And let's talk
good
about fathers. You think?
Yeah. Good thing.
I'll tell you something. You know when the
thanks for running it by me too.
Well, that's okay. Well, I can't tell you guys because then you guys.
I mean, it was really secret this time.
Bill got tired of me asking.
Well,
him,
it was so secret. We were saying, "Well, is Paul coming tomorrow?
Is he even gonna come?"
No, I just it's a thing, you know. Well, Dumpster tried to pin me down last time. You got to understand. Also, I'm trying to keep my options open.
Oh, okay.
I mean, had I gone home last night at 9 o'clock, went, you know what, fathers isn't what I really want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
to have the freedom to
change your mind.
Well, you can always do that, Paul.
Well, no, because if you guys have told everybody that I'm going to come on and talk about fathers for a week and a half, I don't want to make y'all out to be liars.
Well,
wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, well.
True. Hey, somebody wants to talk on the phone. Good morning. Okay. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you wanted to open up the line and talk about your dad?
Yes,
sure.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
How long do I have?
About 3 hours.
Well, that won't be long enough.
Well, I got to hoof it back to get my truck, so you can take as long as you want to.
Well, I just wanted to say that my dad was my hero, and he passed away in 1975, but he's still my hero. Yeah. And he was 46 years old when I was born, and he was absolutely the most wonderful person I know. I mean, besides my husband, of course. But he had silver hair my whole life. I never knew him as a real young person.
Mm-hmm.
But every time that there was a play at school or a recital or anything that he and my brother and I were involved in, he and my mother were always there. And then people started asking, you know, were we his grandchildren? But he was the most wonderful person. He never fussed at me or spanked me or anything. He was just, but when he spoke, you listened.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And also, he just, when I was sitting in his presence, I just felt like the whole world faded back. And that went on until I was 36 and he was 82.
Wow.
Hmm.
And you know, I think you get your, I feel like you get your impression of God from your father, your earthly father.
Right.
And so that's my story. I had the most wonderful dad that anybody could have.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you for that story.
You know, I just wanted to share it with you.
Well, thank you. That's what we're trying to do today. I want to give folks a chance to honor their father. And I'll be perfectly honest with you. Just, you know, you were worried about, you know, putting your father ahead of your husband. I don't know of too many husbands that would worry about that too much.
Yeah, well, my husband knew to begin with how much I love my dad, and he never tried to change my mind, and they were always great friends and never had an unkind word to say to each other.
Right.
And so they are both my heroes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to share it. Maybe that's a little corny, but I just wanted to say
no, it's not at all.
No, no corniness about this. This whole show, if that's the measure of corny, this next 3 hours is going to be the corniest 3 hours you've ever heard.
The corn. Well, I mean, I had a great dad, and I have, you know, I just wanted to share it. So thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
That's kick things off.
Absolutely. In my research, I ran across a website called www.fathers.com. That's a National Center for Fathering. And I'm going to give you some sobering statistics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
27 million children live apart from their father.
What?
39% or 36% of the kids in the United States live apart.
27
Some
million.
Are part of the time away from their father.
36%.
Yes. In a typical year, one-third of those 27 million kids will not see their dad in a year's time. Hmm. Children would, and you know, I'm just telling you, fathers are a big deal. Fathers play a huge role in families. This center states on their site, they say that, you know, children with little contact with their fathers are more likely to drop out of school. They're more likely to have alcohol and drug abuse problems.
Mm-hmm.
Girls are more likely to become pregnant as teens. Boys are more likely to be involved in violence and crime. Now, this statistics that you cannot deny. You cannot mm-hmm. ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge impact that fathers have on children.
Yeah.
And, you know, through the course, I can't tell you, you know, I can tell you from my own life, from my own perspective, you know, the older I get, the more I'll be talking to somebody and I hear my dad talking.
Sure.
Through, you know, I'm saying the same thing he would have said. I'm saying the same way he would have said.
Yeah.
I'm turning into him, you know. I brought some quotes. One of the funniest ones in the thing was Mark Twain made the comment in 1874. He said, "When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have the old man around. When I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much he'd learned in 7 years."
That's right.
You know, I mean, people, you know, the thing about it is, I think maybe what my complaint is that we don't make a big deal about honoring our fathers, and in truth, we really do.
Mm.
Because as we go through the process and we listen to some of the quotes that I've run across and some of the things, fathers are well honored,
mm-hmm.
but more privately, I think. I don't know if that's because fathers have a hard time, you know, being emotional or whatever. And I'll tell you this about my relationship with my dad. I don't see my dad. We don't hug and say, "I love you." You know, I talk to him on the phone. We get off the phone. It's, "I love you." You know, I was brought up with a father who was very connected in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, consequently, I feel connected in that way. I feel connected that way to my wife's parents. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
I think in the South, the dumpster, I don't know. Maybe you can speak to this, but there's a, and it may be other places, maybe generational, but I think it's in the South, is there are other ways, I mean, especially with sons and dads, they speak to each other. They might not come out and say, "Hey, you know, I love you. Let me hug you and kiss you." But you know, it could be something as simple as you know, what the Braves do yesterday,
right,
or something, and you know, just right, by that.
I know
what I mean.
The affection is expressed differently.
I think that may be a Southern thing.
Well, I don't know. You know, and I'm noticing that when I talk to guy friends of mine about their relationship with their dad, it's almost like there's this unspoken contract between a son and a father.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, I don't know how that. I think it's a little bit different because I think girls
different.
Are a little bit more demonstrative about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think guys, fathers, and sons have a connection. I know I had a connection with my dad,
mm-hmm,
and you didn't have to say something all the time or whatever. Sometimes just being there was worth gold.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, those were the thoughts that's been occupying my mind since the last time I was here. And I think it's time. Did you know? Let me ask you some questions. It's time for some questions. Okay.
Uh oh.
Tell me.
These multiple choice.
Well, I don't know.
True or false?
No, they're not multiple choice.
Essay.
Can you tell
essay.
Me? Yes, essay. I'd like a 3-page essay on fathers, please.
Turn it in at
10 o'clock.
Oh goodness.
Timed essay. You guys have any idea what the estimated number of fathers in the United States is?
How many fathers?
Fathers there are in the United States?
I guess as many as there are people. No, that can't be right.
Well, that can't be right. 50-50 would eliminate that as a part.
You'd have to exclude the females, for sure.
And I'm not sure how they define this. I think they define this as fathers with children at this point. They don't say. The Census Bureau doesn't say. It's a little
convoluted. I'm just going to throw a number out. 50 million.
You're close. 64.3 million.
Really?
Fathers across the United States. Mm-hmm. The United Census Bureau actually has a thing up about Father's Day, and they have some things out there, and they say like a good place to buy dad a tie or a shirt would be one of the 8,685 men's clothing stores. But now think about this for a second. There's 8,685 men's clothing stores in the United States. There are 23,195 sporting goods stores.
Well, there you go.
So
what's more important?
Well, and in between, there's 14,257 hardware stores. So hardware and sports are obviously more important than clothing stores for guys.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So yeah. I thought you'd find that interesting.
I agree with that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't realize there was a question about that.
Yeah, there's no argument here.
Okay, so you guys aren't going to give that up.
I'm not going
to give it
away. Can you tell me how many single dads there are in the U.S. today with children under... probably under 18, I think.
40 million.
I'd say 22 million.
Not nearly as many as you think.
Oh.
There's 2.5 million number of single fathers. Single fathers, that's where the children live with the father. And that's up from 400,000 in 1970.
Wow.
Hmm.
How about that?
Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to tell you a tale of two fathers.
Okay.
Please.
One is the father who didn't have to be. That's my dad, Sam Montgomery. He married my mother when she had two small girls, and he raised them all his life. My dad never had to thank me. All he had to do was look at me or yell. It didn't take much.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a time I was afraid of shots. I hated having shots. And as a small child, we were visiting my uncle in Florida, and I had strep throat or something, and I had to have a shot every day that we were down there. And my mother would drag me back to the nurse, and they'd hold me down and give me the shot. Well, one day I managed to get away, and I went running through the waiting room. I grabbed my dad, and I said, "Dad, if you hurry, we can get away from her." And he said the hardest thing he ever had to do was take me back there. And
Oh,
I can feel it right now.
I know that he felt the pain, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. The other person is Jimmy Slay, my husband, who is the grandfather of my children. And he doesn't have to be. Well, the grandfather of my grandchildren, he always says he married a grandmother. But,
that sounds like him.
He was in on the birth of the last one, who was born just after Jimmy and I were married.
Uh-huh.
And my grandchildren love their Pepaw Jimmy. I was talking to my oldest granddaughter who met Jimmy a few months before we got married. I had recently moved back from Atlanta. And I had told her, I'm sure you've heard him say this, absolutely. You know how he uses that word?
Yes.
And I asked Tyler, I said, Tyler, do you remember the first time you met Papaw Jimmy? And she said, is that the day we went to fly kites? And I said, yes, it is. And I said, do you remember when he came over, he brought you a whole bunch of balloons? And I had told you that watch and listen, because eventually he's going to say, absolutely. And she said, yeah. And I said, well, I was in the kitchen, and Jimmy came in. All of a sudden, I heard Tyler going, Gran, Gran, he did it. And I said, what did he do? And she said, he said, absolutely. But
well, I just,
there are two people who don't have to be dad or grandpa.
Right.
But they really are.
Well, I want to contribute to that in this sense. The finest, I think my finest hour when I have been the happiest in my life was when I married somebody who had two kids and became a stepdad. Not a stepfather, but a stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
Those were
I can big, identify with that.
Those were big moments for me and changed me.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
For the better.
Been there.
Yeah, it's amazing. Dads are really important, and I really feel sorry for the children of the world who never know their dads.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them out there. That's the scary part.
It really is. It's very, very sad. And on Father's Day, I guess I think about them more than I do the dads because they just have no idea what they're missing. But I'll let you guys
hey,
know.
Thank you. That's great stories.
Yeah,
we
sure
appreciate
was.
It. Thank you for calling. Remember, folks, we're open. The lines are open if you want to talk about your
yeah, just
dad.
Interrupt us.
Yeah, no problem at all. It's and let me say this. Both of you spoke to this, and both of you can obviously personally identify with this. But I've always thought, especially in the last 8 years or so, that those men that marry women who have children and take on the parenting responsibilities and raise those children, I thought were are special individuals. I don't think I could do it because, really, I don't like anybody's kids but my own.
I would agree with you, Bill, but it's weird when
I'm
you
sure
make
that.
But no. When you make that commitment,
yeah.
They quit being somebody else's kids.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know if Dumpster has the same feeling that I had, but it was like almost when I was ready to do it, it was like,
I understand. Of course, mine were already grown,
mm-hmm.
So I didn't wasn't involved in the raising.
I think mine were 11 and 12, or 11 and 13. So,
you've had the grandchild thing, though.
Yeah, so. Boy, and I can't put that in words. I don't know if I sound sappy on the radio, but
why not? We're being sappy today.
If you've never had grandkids, you just don't know. Just don't know what a pleasure that is.
Well, the old saying is that I've heard is you die for your children, but you'd kill for your grandchildren. Is that
you
true, Dumpster?
Straight.
Is
you
that
got
true?
That right, yes.
Good morning. You're on the morning show. Welcome.
I want to put a birthday on.
Okay, who's having a birthday?
Angela Chris Davidson.
Angela?
Chris
Davidson.
Uh-huh.
Angela Chris Davidson. How many?
35.
35 years?
Yeah.
Dumpster, you take it from here.
Young.
Okay.
Yeah, young.
35 years young.
Well, tell Angela Chris Davidson, happy birthday from the morning show.
Okay,
thanks for calling.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, we appreciate it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
No, I did that. Oh, did you?
No, I think all of us did it.
Oh, anyway, go ahead.
No, I had this quote. One of the quotes that stood out at me when I was preparing for the show, this one just really just grabbed me by the throat and hung on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A fellow by the name of Harmon Killebrew, who I don't know. I assume he's an author or something.
Baseball player.
Somebody knows who he is.
Harmon Killebrew was a baseball
player.
Let me tell you what he said. He said, my father used to play with my brother and me in the yard. My mother would come out and say, you're tearing up the grass. Mm-hmm. We're not raising grass, Dad would reply. We're raising boys. And I thought, what a great perspective. You know what?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you tear up the grass. Grass grow back.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell that to Mama.
Well, obviously, Harmon appreciated the difference between the two.
Absolutely.
Of course, I didn't show up without music. We played Daddy's Gone to Knoxville earlier. One of the things that I found, one of the things that the songs that always has impressed me was its perspective, and I guess we better take the call before we do this, but I got a song I want to play for the top of the hour if we get a chance.
Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Yeah, you guys are right. He was a baseball player. He's one of only about 20 to hit 500 home runs in his career.
Well, I never said I was a sports guy. I'm a computer geek. What do you expect?
You're right. He was certainly a famous baseball player.
I tell you what, I can go look it up for next time.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, we'll have it next time. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. 13 before 8.
This is from a little bit different perspective. This is not from a child's perspective, but from a father's perspective. So if you would, Maestro, would you knock off cut number 2?
Number 2 it is. Here we go.
Tonight there'll be candlelight and roses in this little country chapel that's almost falling down. There'll be tears in this old farmer's eyes this evening when I give my one possession to that city boy from town. His hair is a little longer than we're used to, but I guess I should find something good to say about this man who's won the farmer's daughter and will soon become my son-in-law today. Mama left 8 years ago, December, and it was hard to be a dad and mama too. But somehow we made a home of this old farm. And love was all my baby ever knew. He could be the richest man in 7 counties and not be good enough to take her hand, but he says he really loves the farmer's daughter. And I know the farmer's dog loves the man.
Little Merle Haggard there, Paul Tarver.
Well, that was sort of in honor of those single dads out there that, you know, work hard and double time, pull in both shifts, and do their thing. But
that's tough.
It is tough. Sure. You guys have any idea when the first Father's Day was held?
Father's Day, 1917. I don't know.
Yeah, I see.
You're not too far off. It was 1910.
1910 was awesome.
June 19th. Sonora Dodd of Spokane, Washington, had gone to a Mother's Day sermon in 1909. And she wanted a special day to honor her father, who was a Civil War veteran, and he was left by himself to raise his 6 children on a farm, just like the story was talking about. And she wanted to he was widowed. Anyway, the upshot of it is that she wanted to honor her father, and also it kind of broadened after that to actually include grandfathers as well. The first presidential proclamation honoring fathers was issued in 1966 by Lyndon Johnson, who designated the third Sunday in June as Father's Day.
So it was not an official holiday?
It was not an official holiday until 1966.
Really?
But it was carried on almost of its own momentum from 1910 up to 1966. Father's Day has been actually celebrated annually since 1972, when Richard Nixon actually formalized it into public law. It was just a proclamation.
Was
it was proclamation by Lyndon Johnson. Mm-hmm. It actually became a formal law under Richard Nixon.
Did it?
Yep.
Okay. We're honoring fathers today. Father's Days. what, Sunday?
Sunday.
And you want to talk about your dad? You have a story? You just want to say Happy Father's Day. We'll take calls, and Paul will be in until 10 o'clock or until the train moves.
Whichever comes first.
That's right. So we've got it here for you today. Paul Tarver until 10 o'clock. And again, we're seeing Paul's softer side.
Well, I guess.
No, I like that.
You mean that you like that?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's admirable.
No, I watch a lot of Lifetime.
Do you?
Uh-oh. But don't get Bill going on Lifetime now.
Changed my mind. Let's see. All right, quick break. We'll be back. And I also want to get in and just look at all the phones ringing.
I know. You say break, and the phones just light up.
That's right.
Can we get them, Bill, or do we have time?
No, we don't.
Okay.
Because we need to talk to our man.
Okay.
Hey, listen, Dixie Buildings, Paul Brown, 2339 Long Creek, Vimville Road. Oh, by the way, I wanted to talk about relationships between fathers and sons, fathers and daughters, and the differences between those, and you get your thoughts on that. Dixie Buildings, Paul Brown, 2339 Long Creek, Vimville Road. Phone number, dumpster?
48 Dixie.
48 Dixie.
Yeah.
Stay awake over there.
Dixie, yeah. Well, I'm looking at the number. I started to call out the number, but it's 48 Dixie.
483-4943.
Yep.